What's going on? I'm Megan Holiday backstage at Coachella with Phoebe Bridgers. Oh my gosh, that set was amazing. How did that feel?
It was great. I mean, I mostly like black out. I think when I reach capacity on either end of like stoked or not stoked, it's like just no memory. Like I don't remember
your body.
I don't remember it.
Oh my God. Well, it was so awesome. It was honestly the first time that I've gotten to see you live, and it was so special because you're from Pasadena and you're talking about how, you know, you used to come out to Coachella wearing your Two Door Cinema Club crop top, which that made me so happy because I love that band. So it just must mean a lot, you know, for you to be playing this festival.
Yeah. I didn't say it on stage, but I used to like stare and glare at people playing Coachella and be like, it should have been me, you know? When I was like 15 and making horrible music. So entitled.
But you know what? You've somehow manifested it.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Because here you are. It's amazing. And I just want to congratulate you on everything. So Punisher obviously was just such a massive moment, you know, and getting nominated for 4 Grammys. And for me, that album, you know, I was kind of late to the party. That was when I first just like found out about you. And it was, you know, in the pandemic, and I just like laid on my couch and I put on that album and I cried. And it takes so much for me to cry, but I just felt like very seen by your music. Do a lot of people tell you stuff like that?
That's super nice.
Is it though?
It was fun. It was fun during COVID to be like talking to like random people just doing their day jobs. Like I remember it was somebody doing like a song by song for something, and they were interviewing me about each song, and then halfway through they stopped and were like, I'm stuck in my house with my little kids and like listening to your music sucks because I'm so depressed. And it was awesome to be able to like really have an actual conversation with everybody that was interviewing me all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like, what's going on with you? And you like actually cared. So yeah, it was super nice. And I got to like talk to people all day, which was like nice within the being totally alone. So
yeah, I mean, it must have been weird because, you know, the album was so massive, but it was like you couldn't go out and do what you would normally do, but there was still so much going on. So you were kind of busy, but also in this lockdown and probably really wanting to play these songs live. So how's it been, you know, being back out there and doing your thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome and it's such a unique experience. Like, I don't know anybody else, as in other anybody who didn't put out music during COVID that had the experience of like not touring for 2 years. Mm-hmm. You know, all my friends' bands, they toured for 15 years straight. I think I was just ready for that trajectory for myself. I didn't expect to stop so soon. So then to be able to start, it's unreal. It's so cool.
Yeah, honestly. And when you were at the Grammys, was that kind of a surreal experience just to be there? And was there anything that happened that was just kind of strange or interesting?
Yes, mostly that I blacked out that as well. What happened that was interesting at the Grammys? I mean, like, I got to hang out with my brother the whole time, which was super fun. We got to wear like matching goth costumes, but it kind of sucked because we were like divided by these weird walls because it was so COVID strict, mm-hmm. which was awesome, but like you didn't really get to hang out with or see anybody. But you know, you like kind of like wave at people, but my mom was picking up Doja Cat's like feathers that were falling off her dress and putting them in her purse, which was cute. That was like the only human interaction we had at the Grammys.
Oh my God. By the way, is your mom still doing stand-up comedy?
My mom is still doing stand-up comedy. She does a lot. She does a show called Uncabaret, which is like every Sunday.
Oh my God.
And I think they stream it because they got so used to doing it during the pandemic. And yeah, she roasts me a lot on there. So
I love it so much. Yeah, I just recently kind of discovered that your mom did stand-up and I was like, that is so awesome. I really want to go and see her.
Yeah, she's got like, she's going through like the opposite of a midlife crisis. Like, I feel like she's living her, like, actual life.
She's leaning
now
into who she truly is. Yeah, I love that.
Totally.
Do you feel like your mom has had a major impact on your life because she's always really been super supportive?
Yeah, totally. I mean, she drove me to this festival, like, 7 years in a row, literally. And, you know, she, like, does, like, the festival mom dance, which is super cute. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And I want to congratulate you on Sidelines. Thanks. Such a great song. Did you write it for the Hulu show or did you write it separately?
So my friend Marshall, who I'm looking at right now because he's my drummer, he had this like love song idea that I like, he sent it to me right in the beginning of the pandemic. And I was like, this is insane. Was so obsessed with it. Like was playing it all the time in the house. And then when the show asked me to make something, I was like, but I don't have anything like that fits. I don't have anything that fits. And Marshall was like, what about that Sidelines one? I was like, what? And so we rewrote some of it and like re-recorded it and changed some stuff around. And it like just kind of magically fit and was exactly what I wanted. So
it's so beautiful. It's perfect for, you know, the trailer of the show too, you know. It's just, and it's the only song you're going to put out this year, is that true?
Who knows, actually. Okay. I try to do things that are exciting, so I never really know what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Well, I think especially after the COVID times, we're just like, anything goes, really.
Totally.
You know?
Totally. Dropping a mixtape tomorrow. Yeah.
I love that. Well, I'm so excited just to see what you're going to do next. And I just want to congratulate you on all your success. You're one of my favorites. And this is like a real treat to get to talk to you today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much. Phoebe Bridgers, I'm Megan Holliday. It's K-Rock live from Coachella. Bye.